outside agency or power, but a surrender in the sense that you can't do a damn thing. So what I am saying is, why you want to do it, you see, that is put in there, you know. Why, say, your so-called religious
teachers, you want to go the opposite way.
Yes. They have made life more miserable than you can imagine.
But you see, even when you say that the appearance of self-consciousness in man is an unfortunate occurrence, that...
Which cannot be reversed.
Yes, but...
Which cannot be reversed. So I can sit and speculate, maybe that was essential.
But that gives an idea of reversal.
Yes,
I just because you say it's unfortunate. Why do you say it's
unfortunate? So now I am adding it, since it cannot be reversed. It is unfortunate, because all your interest is either to reverse it or put yourself on a different keel and do something about it. And then change and bring about a change in your consciousness. And to me, the consciousness is thought and thought is consciousness. And there is no other consciousness at all. The consciousness may be a word, a synonym for life. You see, the Hindus used a very interesting word for this. Not awareness, they called it Sakshi Chaitanya. If you say witness, you see, there must be somebody who is witnessing it, you know. So the consciousness is aware of its own incredible depths. I think that's where the Sanskrit words have some. So they use this word Sakshi Chaitanya, pure consciousness. So it is aware of itself. You know, you see, after listening to the teacher for 12 years, the idiotic student asks the teacher, how is it that is aware of that, you see, you know. So the teacher knows that this fellow hasn't moved one step from where he started. So out of sheer disgust, he says that he is aware of that. So that statement becomes the foundation of a school of thought. That statement, that is aware of that. You know? So anything you say becomes the foundation for, you see, a school of thought in India.
So wonderful. That.
Huh?
So what is that? That is aware of itself.
So what do you expect? You see, that question?
No, but let me say that fellow, he just made that statement just to silence the fellow?
No, out of sheer disgust. I have failed.
did that fellow assume that there was somewhere to go?
Yeah.
Where?
The student, yes. The student, yes.
You said that the teacher, because the student had not, after 12 years had not moved, out of disgust he said it's aware of itself.
And the time came for him to quit the teacher.
Huh?
You are all the time emphasizing that there's nothing there. Just forget it and sweep my room and do my bed and wash my utensils and cook my food or do something and don't run away with my wife, which they did.
The survival of organisms does not need any effort. But the survival in disorganized society is really effort. What is the
to awaken another kind of an intelligence which is intellect. So that is the education. It's impossible to function in this world, you see. It's so organized that you have no place in this world unless you acquire those capacities to function in this world. It's true.
Is it because of this effort, trying to survive the society, you put it into the other area, which you don't need?
No effort is necessary. So you talk of a state of effortlessness, and what you are actually doing is using this effort to be in an effortless state. You understand?
Huh? So the
time, you invent a thing called the timeless state. The time invents the timeless state. And through that invention, the time gathers momentum. So that's the only way it can continue, see. Or a thoughtless state. An invention of thought to perpetuate itself. Until that is a wonderful state, timeless, thoughtless state descends upon him. He will continue. It will continue that. And these are all, you know.
The fact of talking a bit about that timeless state involves that my mind is trapped in time.
I'm saying is no timeless tape, my good friend. What is there is time.
So the religion usually they're talking about now is for the survival in the organization.
Exactly, exactly.
Rather than the actual.
No, the religion was the caretaker of the society then. But they have lost their control, so they are still trying to achieve a comeback. Okay. Using the gullibility of the people, you see. That's all.
Now, is it possible that when you say all the teachings, among all the teachings, there are two. One is the actual thing. And the other is for the preservation of the organized life.
That is already there. So the other one...
So instead of saying that, have the courage to say that all the teachings are wrong, rather than saying that I don't really know what they are talking about. In other words, you don't understand what people are teaching, really. I mean, you can only experience your own.
You're talking about me or you?
Well, I mean, as a person.
Yes.
So instead of saying that all the teachings are wrong,
he says that how can they all be wrong? So my answer to otherwise, you see, there's no need for me to answer that way. When he says, can all of them be wrong, my answer is all of them can and are wrong. Okay, not only can and are wrong.
Instead of saying they're all wrong,
no.
Supposing what you say is true, supposing, but that I don't
is,
understand
no, you, what is true and valid for me is not true and valid for you.
Exactly. That,
so,
then I don't really know what you're talking about.
Now you know what you're talking about.
In other words, I can never really understand any other person.
The point I'm putting across is very simple, that there is nothing to understand here. So how did this understanding, that there is nothing to understand, dawned on me? See, so I have no way of telling you how it happened. So you are asking the question, how this understanding that there is nothing to understand dawned on me, because you want to make it happen to you. I don't know if you understand. So otherwise the question has no meaning. So I say it is a causal, it has no cause. So you cannot imagine of anything happening without a cause, because that structure that is operating there is born out of this cause and effect relationship. So it cannot accept that. You see, acceptance of this means the end of the continuity of the structure there.
Perhaps grace, as traditionally we would call it.
You see, grace implies the grace of something, you see. So,
as you were saying, I think in the morning, that it chooses.
I quoted your Upanishad. Whomsoever it chooses. That is the Upanishadic passage.
So, Yuji, in other words, in the schools and universities, the function actually is to make you to survive in the society and should not be for
Why not?
Yes. Or it should not be for this so-called freedom.
Or creating decent human beings, civilized human beings through gentlemen.
It's for survival in the organization.
Yeah, but you see, a decent gentleman is essential for the survival of society. A good man is essential for the survival of the society. A man who is free from anger is essential for the survival of the society. So the religion put a policeman in you. You see, that did it. That worked so well. But now, you see, you have lost that policeman for some reason. He is still there somewhere in the background, which you call conscience or whatever you want to call it. We have a policeman outside there. See? So you can manage and do everything possible to cheat him and get away with whatever you want to get away with.
But education institutions can definitely help.
The purpose of the educational institution is to condition you in a new way, or in a way that is suitable make it possible for you to fit into that framework of the society which we have accepted as a necessary
thing. I don't think it is a question of acceptance. Most of us don't accept the things that are there, you see, but we somehow have to put up. So therefore we have educational institutions where...
Perhaps you want to create another kind of a framework which is no different from it.
Not exactly another framework. It is trying to...
A variation of the same, but yet, you see, you have to fit into the framework of the society because that is the only society that is there. And the society you are envisaging doesn't exist at all. It's like the other reality. So much so you turn out misfits in this society.
So in what way is the better way of education?
That's the problem of the society. What kind of people the society needs to maintain the status quo?
Yes, it's a group
and
of
you
people.
Are interested in status quo. So no change can be brought about without violence. No change. It has never occurred in the history of mankind and is not going to happen.
But isn't it some type of education creates a more conflict and difficulty? And whereas there may be another type of education.
Another kind of education you are talking about will create more conflicts in that individual than the ordinary institutions we have in this world. Because you are turning them to the snobs.
So
what do you educate your children for? Mm-hmm. Your anxiety is to see that they are, you see. New sops, aristocracy of a different kind, you see. So that you don't accept the reality of the world as it is. You want to change that world. You are not going to succeed.
Some areas people have succeeded, isn't it?
In a small area, but...
But there is a choice. I mean, to join the camp which is going to survive, or...
You will always join that. You say, or you will become a martyr and kill yourself. And you die in vain.
But you see, there are different camps, right? Some are stronger and...
Always.
So the wiser would be to join the one that would survive.
Certainly. What is the object? To maintain the status quo.
Is there another way which would survive as an individual?
You see, there is no individual at all. That is the first...
The only camp.
No. You see, you are, as long as you are using the structure of thought, which is society, which is culture, so long you are part of that. All right. This is not an abstraction that I'm talking about. Take, for instance, pleasure. You see, if you want to have pleasure from any reason, you have to use that. Pleasure of any kind, including the ultimate pleasure called, you see, godhood, transformation, mutation. You can use any word. That is the ultimate pleasure, you see. You are interested in having only pleasure without pain. That's what every human being wants. Happiness without even one moment of unhappiness. And that is just not possible because this body is involved in the sensations of pleasure and pain. See? So any attempt on your part to prolong the sensation of pleasure or happiness or whatever you want to call it, bliss, beatitude, is something that this body cannot take because that destroys the sensitivity of the nervous system. It destroys the sensitivity of the sensory perceptions. The nervous system has got to be very sensitive. The sensory perceptions have got to be very alert. Otherwise, it is not possible for this body to function intelligently. You know, not the intellect that we have acquired, but intelligently, which is native there, you see, which is inborn. So your attempt to, or your demand for permanence is not going to succeed in the long run. That is the conflict that we have there, you know. This is not where, I don't know where we are getting into.
So I think, so in your case, how do you deal with pain? Because the continuity process...
I have only one pain, the physical pain.
How do you deal with it? Because your nervous system...
I got a doctor.
he has any.
I go to a doctor and ask him if he has any painkiller. And if he says no, you have to live with the pain. Idiot, full stop.
Well, if he says no, so you want to stop the pain. So you are cutting the process of continuing this and not.
What?
If you want to stop the pain.
I see. What is the special charm in bearing the pain? You bear the pain for spiritual reasons. You see? That is what all those religious people have taught us. You have to bear the pain because there were no painkillers in the past. See, that was the drug, you know.
When was the last time you went to a doctor for the pain?
Years ago, 30 years ago. And that was something gruesome. Can't imagine. See, the body cannot bear the pain. It loses its consciousness. You become unconscious. There is no other way. It knows what to do with it. But there is an easier way. Why bother? Take a drug. You see, after a while, probably the drugs don't act anymore. Then you will see.
There are ways of self-hypnosis.
That's also a drug of some sort. You produce through that self-hypnosis the morphine that is there.
But anyway, it's the knowledge which creates pleasure or pain.
Pain.
Okay, so if the knowledge doesn't interfere, it's not pleasure
it
or pain.
It has to tell you that it is pain for the body.
If
there is no continuity of thought, the acuity of the pain is much less than what
it is. But still there is.
It is the pain, it's still the body. Why is there pain for the body? I don't have any answer for that question. So the answers for that have to come from the medical technology and not from the spiritual teachers.
And how pain arises in the body?
Yeah, we are trying to find out.
Then
once, why is there pain is the religious man's attempt to answer that question.
No, but is it the pain one can understand? But religious people have not stopped at that. They have said that
the fear of losing what you have and the fear of not getting what you want. So there is a way out of this, but the wanting enlightenment is a pain of all pains. So there is no way of getting enlightenment.
No medicine.
There is no way. You are not going to be enlightened for the simple reason that there is no such thing as enlightenment. You don't have to take my word for it. You try your luck elsewhere. So you are, that is the dukkha of all dukkhas, misery of all miseries. Waiting for enlightenment. If I had enlightenment, I would be a marvelous human being. All my problems would be solved in a beautiful way.
The beauty even exists and has ever existed,
an
enlightenment like Buddha.
He is not my contemporary today. I don't know.
Well, if I had whatever you want to call it, my physical pain would be less acute. There would be no psychological pain for me, etc., etc.
Wanting to do anything with pain, you see, is what you call the psychological pain.
Wanting to do?
With the pain. Wanting to
stop the pain.
To stop the pain in an area where it is not.
Yeah, but people do experience that, isn't it? In relationship, if you see.
You want to stop the pain where it is.
My wife runs out on me.
That immediately creates
pain. So you see, it is there.
Right.
But you see, if you are in a situation where, you see, I am supposed to be in, there is no wife, so there is no wife working out on me.
No.
So you understand all the problems that you have created for yourself don't exist. First of all, you don't create a problem, and then there is no need for you to solve the problem. So if there is no way to solve any problem, that is the end of the problem. See, you cannot solve the problem, so the problem is not there. If there is a way to solve the problem, it is resolved. So the ways they are suggested. The solutions they are offering to solve your problems, psychological problems, or whatever you call them, are not the solutions. You just don't have the guts to throw them in their face. Look here, these are not the solutions for my problems.
See, the solutions they have offered may not be the solution. But that doesn't rule out the possibility of there being a unique solution for...
That's what they are claiming, aren't they? solutions that have been offered by all the others are not the solutions. This is the solution of all solutions.
So even the solution that there is no solution has also been offered.
You are not really concerned about the problem, and there is no problem there. The problem is the solutions. So you don't want the problems to go. That is simple. You see, you are not there. Finish, period, full stop. Full period. And stop, goodbye. That's enough of it.
Yes. As if I have ever met.
In spite of religion, that's remarkable.
Well, I don't know what you mean, in spite of religion. I see that you survive, whether it be through Valentine or whatever.
Even the physical means.
Physical, psychological,
and physical only. Physical, you can somehow survive.
Even the fact that you have dismissed psychology is a great survival technique, because it's the thing that's tying
it. But try it, you see. There will be another person here.
Or a non-person.
No, another person, you see, who can survive everything.
Now, better. You agree that you see as the greatest power survival, we are. Is it true?
No.
Wicked or the...
No, I don't belong either.
No,
there
it's
or
the... psychology is not
belong,
a powerful thing.
You mean he thinks your power structure is the strongest?
Not at all.
But you don't belong to any.
Any.
I'm always in a dangerous situation. Well, that's only a
thing,
you know. But you don't... Well, he says survival.
No, power is...
Okay, survival technique. Never mind what. You have the strongest survival technique, okay?
It's not even a technique. I say he's the best survivor, if you want to take
me.
He is the best survivor I have ever met.
Okay, the word doesn't matter.
No.
And all people want that. All people want to live that way.
But you see, this individual is facing the extinction any moment.
So you are?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, any moment. Any moment.
That is
not the
only
You are not ready. You are demanding permanence. That is why you are a frightened chicken.
That's it.
This can happen any moment.
One survives as long as one survives.
I don't know exactly what you mean by survival.
Getting through.
No, the one that is interested in survival, the one that is interested or demanding permanence, is finished already. So what is left here is immortal. Not only surviving for a particular span of period, but forever. It may not continue in that shape. It may not continue in that shape. The very disintegration of this is
the permanence.
The demand, I didn't say what you don't
the demand
for permanence. In any area.
Hinders survival.
No, in any area. On any level.
Yes.
He is the one that is concerned about the survival.
It is not the bodily survival that we are into.
The body doesn't exist at all. You see, it has no beginning, it has no end. Your identification with what you call your body is the one that is talking in terms of survival, not the survival of this body. You have nothing to do with it. The one that is concerned about the survival, or the one that is suggesting that the other one has survived, you know, through all trials and tribulations, through thick and thin, through crises after crises, is not the one that is really the permanent one. You see, this is permanent, this is immortal, it knows that, it knows itself that there is nothing to be lost here, nothing to die here.
And the death in the case of a person who has realized or who
is that the demand for permanence, when it is not there, the concern for survival is not there at all.
So in that sense, there is no death.
So even if you don't feed this body, it goes on. It survives on itself. The tons and tons of butter that you have consumed, and the gallons and gallons of double cream and triple cream that you have consumed can take care of this body at least for a few days, 63 days. And then it grows gracefully. It doesn't grow, it joins.
nothing to worry about.
What is the Buddha might telling you?
I know. But still, that's what you say.
And now he knows where his meal is going to come from.
You brought some fruit juice? Thank you. It has come from you. But unfortunately, it is something which the look of which makes you sick. It's very strange.
It can easily then become a joke.
Which one? The joke is that
what situation? Now?
What you are doing is a joke. Whatever you are doing is a joke. It is totally unrelated to the thing that you want to be serious about or understand. And that's the theater. The seriousness is part of the theater. If you don't like the word theater, part of the ritual, in which you are a participant here. You have chosen it of your own free will and volition.
Well, there is nothing that I can do. It is a question of my choosing it of my own.
He is using the word, so I am pointing out. That choice, if it is a choice, is of your own free will and volition.
Which doesn't exist.
It is not choiceless either.
Volition also doesn't exist?
Nothing exists. You have no freedom of action there. And that thing to do is to stop. Look at it, he's a very serious friend.
Because sometimes one deduces out of it that it's the real thing to give to his body what it deserves.
What?
Is to just throw out all your possessions, all your securities, all your money.
And you will be miserable for the rest of your life.
So,
and looking for some sucker, you see, to become your followers and to take care of your needs. You will become the most dishonest man in the name of saving mankind. And invent a thing called compassion. Dish it out for a prize.
Because body itself doesn't want to know what next
year is coming. It doesn't even have the hunger. After a while, you see, the glucose level, you see, settles down.
And then you shop around.
No, you don't, of course. You have never, except as it's a spiritual practice, you have never starved.
Oh, no, after a couple of days of fasting, you don't feel hungry.
No, hunger at all. There is no hunger in that sense. The hunger is the chemistry of the body. The energy it needs. That's all. You eat food for energy. You don't put ideas in your stomach. It's what you are eating. That's why it has become a problem. Vegetarianism versus meat eating. Macrobiotic food versus triple polished rice. I have lived on triple polished rice. What's wrong with me? I survived 66 years, 18 days, 14 hours, and 45 seconds.